One's a former NFL star turned esports coach.
I was getting the stink eye from my wife. She's like, what you doing? I'm like, nothing.
One might love his Switch more than his girlfriend.
Man, I hope she's not listening to this. Please.
And one's a dad who can't stop playing Rocket League.
These kids these days, they're like, blah, 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 blah. We're used to jump and run.
Together, they welcome you to Amon Green's Gamers Lounge.
What's going on? We are rolling and strolling through episode 63 now. 63, guys. 63 episodes. Did you ever think thunk of the day? I know I did. I said I want to hit 100. I want to go to Dubai. I want to go to Vegas. I want to go to LA. All these places that we're going to do the podcast one day. So, yes, I did think about this day. So, welcome to the show. This is Amon Green's Gamers Lounge podcast. Yes, I'm Amon Green. Yeah, former NFL player, if you haven't realized, connect the dots. Yes, I do play video games. That is a thing we do. A lot of pro athletes do, a lot of entertainers, people, and just people in general. You got to play video games. If you're not, you will lose your mind in this world today. And I think that's a yes and an agreement all across the board here. So myself, my man Ben, or John right here to my, I say my, on the screen to my right. And then down below is my man Ben, and then Spider Tiff is right there, is our special guest today. So as we do, we open the show talking about what we did last week. So last week for me was actually at the end of the week. So after the show, you know, shows every Wednesday. So usually my Thursday, Friday is kind of like a Saturday and Sunday. So it's not much going on other than me streaming and getting a workout in for the day. So Thursday was kind of chill, just worked out, got the stream in. And then Friday, same thing, worked out, got the stream in. But I'm like, wait a minute. Movie theaters are open back up. I said to my wife, we got to go see Quiet Place Part 2. We got to go get the movie theater experience. So we went and saw that. That was so fun just to get back in, sitting in. Well, the seat, we're in the reclined seats, but my seat didn't work, just so you know. I hit the button.
Wait.
I hit the button to recline, and I'm like, wait. I'm like, you know how you're waiting for it to go back? And I'm like, dang it. I'm like, man. And so I was going to switch seats because it wasn't a lot of people in there. So I switched seats, same thing. It didn't work. I'm like, oh, man. It wasn't in the cards for me to, you know, lounge in the seat today. So, but no, the movie was awesome. What else did we see? And then Friday night, we did watch. I almost forgot. We watched Cruella. That was on Disney Plus. Oh.
Tell me that was good. Emma Stone's amazing.
It was amazing. Watch it when you can. If you have Disney Plus or it's in theaters as well, either way, check it out. We watched it at home. It was great. And I love it because I know, Spider Tiff, you're into comic books. You're into, you know, cosplay. Mm-hmm. So you understand the origin story of a villain, or that, which is something new.
That's my favorite perspective. You want to see what makes them, you know, them break, yes, essentially.
Exactly. Basically, between the Joker and Cruella, you're finding out that the world is crappy. Because that's why they become evil. That's why they become who they are. You know, she's Cruella DeVille, and obviously Devil, that's DeVille. That's a little the play on words there. So yeah, go watch that, man. That was fun to watch and I say entertain ourselves in the theater. So, and also then Sunday had a birthday party to go to. Our friend's son turned 5 years old. And of course, being a gamer, that he's already a gamer. He's hard into Fortnite, guys. He's an FPSer in the early stages already. He's really good. He plays on the Switch, the newer one, the smaller one, the Switch Mini. But we got him. He wanted, being a 5 year old, he wanted a Jurassic Park game, a new one that just came out a few weeks ago. So I was like, all right, get him that. I thought I was going to be able to play with him, you know, play some Fortnite with him. But of course he had his other five-year-old homeboys and homegirls there. So I couldn't jump in, you know, I couldn't get the 40, even though I'm 40, I was like, hey, I was going to be like Aiden. Let's get on the Fortnite. But he was on the bounce. He was in the bounce house. He was on the jungle gym. He was everywhere. I couldn't really, you know, find. I was like, dang, I brought my Switch with me and everything. I had my backpack with me. I was ready to play with him, but
you got shut out.
I'm 44. He's five. So I got out. Played by the other 5-6 years old that was there at the party. So I was like, okay, I'm good. You know, I could deal with that. You know, it's the way the world is. But, you know, I was gonna help him out though, have some fun. I've been, as you know, John, I know where Ben just disappeared.
He didn't. I'm here. I'm still here. You just can't.
Okay. Uh-oh. Where's that voice coming from?
He's here in spirit.
He is the voiceover. He is the narrator, like Morgan Freeman right now of our show. But I've been grinding through, as you two both know, and Tiff, you're going to know now, I've been grinding through Last of Us Part 2.
That game. I can't. Awesome. I tried to watch you play it, and I was having PTSD from my own experience.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah. It hurt. It hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, it has a great storyline. So it does. I could feel how it can grab the emotional ties and strings and pull on them between Abby's story and Allie's story and their dads and how all that stuff interacted and things went bad. And so I just at the point of the game where it crosses over from Allie to Abby and, you know, between meeting at the Ferris wheel. So I kind of know that that's where the storyline is going, because now Abby is getting, you know, I'm working my way through the downtown Seattle to get to the Ferris wheel where, you know, where I guess I'm just assuming, you know, where they're going to meet up, and it's going to be a fight. There's going to be a fight or a shootout, something. It's not going to be good because Ellie is still mad that, you know, that Abby killed her dad, and Abby's still mad at, you know, what happened to her in part one. So if you don't play if you haven't played the game, so spoiler alert all day, just letting y'all know, sorry, there. And, but yeah, I love the game. I played part one. The only reason I actually didn't finish it, only reason because my hard drive on my PlayStation 3 crashed. So it had to get wiped out. So it lost all my games. So I'm going to eventually go back and finish that. And then I'm proud to bring up the fact that today is the second day of LGBTQ plus Pride Month. So I have a lot of family members that are, you know, that's their life. And so now I'm just bringing that to the forefront. I like to talk about stuff like that just to keep people aware of what's going on in the world. So you're conscious, you're woke, as you like to say. We're woke. So what you got, Ben, John, what was up with you in the last week?
I wish I had a Mont Green schedule where I just had Thursday, Friday off every week. That'd be pretty nice. But for me,
sorry, no. Buddy. I'm sorry, man. You know, I'll give you a day
what's
off.
What's that like?
Oh, man.
No, it was good, though. It was the long holiday weekend. It was good to be able to go to a party with friends again and not really worry about a lot of things after I've been vaccinated now. So it's kind of good to get back to what life was like pre-pandemic. Golfed horribly on Sunday. But I guess any day on a golf course is a good day. Beats, you know, doing the office job. But no, other than that, that was pretty much my week.
You know, I'm surprised, Amon, that the movie theater didn't have the chairs ready to go. Like, what have they been doing for the last year? You know,
it was just but it was the one chair.
Like, I know.
The one my wife was sat in. It worked. But the one I sat in didn't work.
And my point is, have they been open? How long have they been open? Nobody like sat in the chairs like this one's good, or, you know, like, hey, we need to fix chair 7A or whatever. Like,
great observation.
Come on,
it should have been somebody that was the chair inspector tester prior to opening theaters back up to the world. Man,
yeah, and I do
get that luxury chair. I can't have my feet up.
You go to the movie theater, you get those comfy chairs, you want to lean back. I have not seen Cruella,
exactly. But
that is in queue for me, Cruella. I want to see that. Had fun, had a campfire, had some friends over. This past weekend, the kids were running around. I was sitting there drinking margaritas. It was the best.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to come by and get a margarita. You've been talking about those a lot on the show.
I know.
John makes a good margarita.
Give me one.
Yeah, I'll make you one too. And you guys need to try the mojitos too, because I got that fresh mint plant.
Ooh.
Yeah. On the deck.
So I have never had a mojito in my entire life.
Tiff. It's good.
They're good.
It's
I'm
a
missing
game
out. All right. Mojito, Cruella. I got this. I'm ready.
But if you get the
and
mojito.
John, by the way, real quick, Big B says, how's Sarah? That's a running joke here, Tiff. A little running joke here.
Well, there's a show on Netflix called Who Killed Sarah?
And I haven't found out yet.
Give us an update.
I haven't
I think I tried to watch that show. I lasted 5 minutes, maybe?
I lasted five episodes.
If it's what I think it is, did it start out with like a boat and like the weirdest acting?
Yep. And the subtitles. And it's not subtitles. Minutes. It's like dubbed over in English. Like it's in Spanish, but you can't hear that.
I've been telling you for weeks that was a bad choice. Okay,
who killed her?
I don't know. I only watched five episodes.
And is it ten or like a limited series, like six or eight?
There's a season two. I don't know, so I don't even know if they're going to tell us who killed Sarah.
And you still don't know who killed Sarah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, if there's a season two, they probably probably didn't tell us. But
that's
yeah.
True. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. We got Sailor Shelby says margaritas are delicious. Yes, they are. Mm. I had a watermelon. I had my daughter, my stepdaughter, she just graduated. And on her little grad party night, she made watermelon margaritas. They're delicious.
This is graduation from college, right?
Correct. Yes. 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 Yes, Ben. Okay. Yes, Tiff.
Clarifying.
College. She's a college student graduate now. So, yeah, she's above the age of 20. Yeah, she's
going to her.
Because I remember from my high school graduation, as soon as all the family left and my parents went inside, I dive bombed the garage to get me a few of those adult beverages. So, let's just check.
Okay. Right. Yeah. No, yeah. It was a graduation of college level, just so y'all know. All right. So, now we're bringing in our guest here, content creator, cosplayer, and FPS expert, in my opinion, here. Spider-Tiff, how you doing, girl? How you doing? I've been watching you. You've been balling.
I am doing amazing, but I posted a clip this morning of me dying to a loadout, so I don't really know how expert that is. Maybe expert memer? I'm here for that.
Did the loadout fall on you?
Well, yeah, but I don't know what I was doing. I just saw this like pallet of wood in the middle of Verdansk, and I was like, I'm going to go stand on that. And then I died instantly. Got a ticket straight to the gulag, so I don't know what expert you're talking about.
Standing on the loadout drop, how would you die? That's interesting.
Don't try it. I don't recommend it. Unless you really want to visit the gulag, which is now my second home, I don't recommend that.
See, I need to make the gulag my home, my second home, because I'm not doing right. Right now, I'm like 0-5 in the lag, in the log. It's not good. And then one time flying, I'm not good at parachuting too. I've then broke my leg several times. Falling out. I try to time it because I watch my players because I coach esports at Lakeland University, and it's just so smooth how y'all wait till the last second and then boom, you pop the shoot where you could come out shooting. I'm trying to do that with a controller, and I think it's a keyboard controller thing. I think it's more easier to do it on the keyboard.
I've heard it's so much easier on controller, so that's crazy because I know me and my friends, we play on mouse and keyboard, and we're always hating on the controller players because they just have that split second quickness that just you can't beat it sometimes.
Mm. And maybe because I'm old and my reflexes are slow. That might be the other problem. I'm 44, so I'm getting up
nimble,
there.
I guess.
Oh, you don't make it in the NFL with slow reflexes. Come on.
No. Yeah. Well, I've been retired for a long time.
No.
So that's probably why.
Doesn't matter. Your reflexes are still way better than the normal person at 44.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it. So Tiff, tell us about your origin story. So where was there a game or a moment, I say, in your life that got you hooked on gaming, basically?
Oh man, gaming has like always kind of been there. It's always been a part of my life. My family, my mom and dad, and my little bro, we're from the Midwest. Growing up, they saved their like Nintendo, their Super Nintendo, the Sega. So I grew up on like the classics. Like I can remember playing Duck Hunter with my brother and like Super Mario, just running around on Yoshi, Rainbow Road on Mario Kart. Like that pretty much kicked it all off for me. And like it always was, you know, staying there throughout my entire life. It transitioned, you know, from that to, you know, Grand Theft Auto and MX vs. ATV Unleashed on the PS2. I used to race dirt bikes. So my dad had a TV and a PlayStation. This is so like, this sounds so over the top, but it was really kind. We had that in the truck. So when we would go to the races, my brother and I would be sitting on like a 5-hour drive, just playing video games in the back seat of the truck.
Nice. He had the hookup. That's the hookup.
He did. That was like the one thing we requested when my dad decided to finally buy a new vehicle. It's like, we need this. We need our video games, dad. Like, don't do us like this. And then we got that. And then I played Call of Duty on Xbox all throughout college. I would slay my then boyfriend in the dorm room on, you know, Call of Duty just over and over and over again, and lived through the modern warfare days. Got a stronger backbone, you know. And it just kept going. And here I am streaming video games. Like, it's just so crazy to think that.
Right. Me too. I'm still kind of in that world of like, I can't believe I'm doing this. But to reference real quick what you said about slaying your boyfriend. So how you know how they say, you know, to a man's heart is through his stomach. I guess it's through the video game, through the console.
It is.
Through a
it
man's
depends
video
on what
game.
Men we're talking about, though. There's a lot of men that are like super impressed. And then there's a lot of men that are like incredibly threatened. But they just are so threatened by the women gamers out there. And there's a lot of really great ones. So
right. And they should be. Too. I raised, so just full disclosure here, I'm a father of five, mm-hmm. four girls and a boy. So you
Ooh,
know where I'm
outnumbered.
At. You know? Yeah, we're outnumbered, you know, and then my wife, you know, she's not a gamer. She plays, we do play a little, I introduced her to Mario Kart and Super Mario 3D, Bowser's Fury a few months ago when it came out. So we've been playing on that, introducing her to that a little bit. She gets a little, she's from Chicago. So you know she's not happy because she's a Bears fan and it's a Cubs fan right now. So it gets a little sailor-ish, you know, that sailor mouth comes out during the game. And I'm like, we're playing a video game. Calm down, baby. It's okay. I didn't throw you off the map. I was just trying to, I didn't know I could pick her. You know how you could pick the Mario. She thought I threw her on purpose. I'm like, I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I
on
know
purpose? On purpose?
Yes. Let's clarify stop, that. Stop, Tiff. Stop, Tiff. Leave me alone. I've already been beat up by my wife enough on that subject there. She really thinks I'm intentionally throwing her off. I'm just hitting A and B and didn't know that if you get close, you could pick him up and then toss him. I was like, oh, my bad.
Oh, I would have tossed my husband. I killed him and we did some Warzone Customs the other day. And yeah. I murdered him in cold blood.
Did you do assassination?
I just shot him while he was stuck in the loadout. But he sits like 6 feet from me. So I hear the mouse. Like I hear it slam into the keyboard. And I'm just like, I am so sorry, sir. Like in real life, having this conversation with him. And then I killed him again in the gulag.
Hey.
You know, you just really had to double tap that twice.
It is. Oh man, wow.
Yeah, to talk some trash too. I like it.
That's amazing. That is, I love it too.
We're not divorced, so far so good.
That's great.
He's probably listening into this too from the other room.
Yeah,
sorry,
I know.
Husband.
Yeah, my wife, I know she's listening. She already texted me. She said, I need to, Ben is kind of low. You need to turn up the volume. She's telling me to adjust my volume. So I'm over here adjusting my volume right now.
There you go.
So Spider Tiff, I love the name. So that tells me a lot, but I'm going to let you talk about it. So tell us how you came up with that name.
Do you want like legit real version or another version? They're both equally real. One's just way more in depth.
Ooh, you're doing me like the variant cover of a comic book. Do you want the original cover or you want the variant cover?
Yeah, you want the 1A or the 1C? Which one?
I'm going to go 1C here.
Okay, we'll give you a little BTS that? Behind it. All right.
Okay.
I love Spider-Man. I love Spider-Gwen. I have a bunch of comics on the back of my shelf and I love the artwork of the comics, right? Well, I'm a short girl. I'm 5'2". And anytime I was at a party, maybe a slightly under the influence, I would scale things like refrigerators and I would sit on top of them and I would be like, pew, pew, pew. You know, like I scaled a building. Don't ask me why. It just happened. And it just kind of stuck with me. There's like pictures of me riding like a pink moped back in the day in a full on Spider-Man jacket zipped up. So it's like Spider-Man going in for the party, but I'm on a pink scooter. Like it just stuck with me. So I love
awesomeness.
It.
I love it. It's similar kind of my story with Batman, where I was in Little League and I saw the movie that Tim Burton directed in 1989. I got the Batman symbol put in my head and I just couldn't. I was always waiting for the moment. And it finally happened in practice where my coach saw the symbol, my barber cut in the back of my head. And he's like, Amon, what is that? I was like, I'm Batman.
No.
Did you do it in the really deep voice?
Yes. I was like, I'm Batman. He said, what, boy? Man, go run some sprints. I was like, yes, I got to see it. I was like, yeah, I was so happy.
Oh, that's
But no, once I saw that you were, when I saw Spider-Tiff, I'm like, oh, this is a comic. She's in the comic.
I love comics. I keep them for the artwork, though, because I don't ever want to open them. If I read comics, I read them online. I do not open my comic books. They are wrapped up. Nice. They are protected. Nice. And I keep them. I'm going to do something really cool back here and like put them all up on the somehow protected. But all right, quick question. I know you're Batman, but okay. Favorite Batman actor, favorite Spider-Man actor.
Yeah. Ooh.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to go so Batman different. First. I'm going to go Batman first because I've done this one plenty of times. Mm-hmm. It's the original. It's the old school Michael Keaton.
Okay.
My favorite acting Batman. And then for Spider-Man, man, I'm liking Tom Holland right now.
I love his personality.
I'm liking Tom Holland. I will go Toby. The only thing that keeps me going, Tobey Maguire, is the fact of Spider-Man 3 when he did the Broadway dance play. I know that was the writers. That wasn't him. But I'm just like, man, why they put him in that position? I was like, come on. You got Spider-Man over here dancing and shimmying and making, you know. I'm like, come on. I said, yeah, had me up until then. So on that note, Tom Holland.
You know what?
I love Tom Spider-Man. Holland. I'm going to agree with you on that one. I think he just brings a really fresh perspective to it. He's hilarious, comedic. It's perfect.
And the age too. I think he's going to look he's going to look 16 for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of that, he's Nathan Drake. He's in the live action Uncharted movies as Nathan Drake. They cast him. I thought that was, yeah.
Awesome.
Wow. Yeah. Look 16 forever. We're going to see how he does. I'm excited.
John, what you got?
I was going to say with that Spider-Man 3, you know, when he's dancing, I'm so glad that in the Spider-Verse, they made fun of that, you know, with that little scene, because that was so, so lame. And I just thought that was hilarious that they made fun of that in that. And I was going to say, can I pick Miles Morales? Because I love that version.
Yeah, that was fun, unadulterated comic book stuff, comic book shows and things like that. I was adjusting stuff here on the monitor over here.
All right, Tim. So we heard how you got introduced to gaming and everything, but how did you get into streaming? What kind of led you down that path?
That was kind of different. I moving to Atlanta, there's a couple things that go on here. My husband's in the film industry, so he works that aspect of things. So I'd always wanted to be an actress. So I had an agent and I was doing all those auditions, like 5 to 10 a week, and getting all these no's and no's and no's, or no, you're this, no, you're too short, no, you're not brunette, no, this. So I was like, you know what? Okay. I like video games. I can make my own path. I can choose the content that I put out myself instead of hearing all of these no's all the time. It's a way for me to express myself creatively. I've always played video games. Streaming is a form of content creation and just meshing it all together. And now what I've noticed that I've seen is a lot of content creators are getting picked up by these talent agencies under one bucket. And it's another way to just mesh it all. Like, I left my acting agent before I started content creating back in like 2 years ago. And that was something I had targeted to get, like, to reconnect at the end of this year. But that's kind of what it started. Like, my husband went out and he was like, all right, you want to do this? You're not going to, you know, do anything 50%. Like, you have to do it. We're kind of those people that you give 150%. We don't do anything halfway. So we saved up. I went out, got a gaming PC, and I kid you not, that first stream was so terrifying. I didn't think anyone would show up. It was just me, my sister-in-law, my husband, and my chat. And I streamed for an hour, and I think I slept for 5 hours after. It was exhausting and exhilarating, and I haven't looked back since. And I see the chat going on Twitch right now, and I see a lot of people that have been there with me like since the beginning. And it's crazy to think that. So
yeah, and I think that's the beautiful part, because you have this community that you're starting to grow. Because I've been streaming since 2016. And in March of that year, it was the same feeling, you know. And I think the hardest part was knowing that obviously you're gaming, but then you're also conversating with the people in your chat and answering questions there. And it was just something like, okay, this is a new talent. And I agree with you. It is something for the entertainment world and other parts of businesses to understand that if you bring in a content creator, you're bringing in somebody that's ready to work and ready to have fun too. They have a talent because they, you know, I'm a natural introvert. So I'm not a big talker, but I talk now because of what I do, but also because of what I love, because I love playing video games. And like you mentioned before, when we went live, I was like, oh my God, I could play video games on internet and other people could watch me. I was like, what? Boom, mind blown right there. So I was in the same space as you. It was a game changer. So I was loving it. I said the only hard thing that I thought, what was the hardest thing? I say, adjusting to trying to stream on a consistent basis for yourself.
Oh, Oh, it's really tough because I know we chatted about this earlier. If you have like a 9-to-5 or a day job, it's all about that time management and making sure that you can give enough at that day job so you don't obviously lose it. Which I wouldn't cry if I lost my job tomorrow. I'm sorry. Sorry, corporate life. If you're here, you see this, I wouldn't be upset. You would replace me in 2 days, but it's fine. So,
and that's true. And that's
exactly. True. So that's the like concept. And I don't like doing bad things. So obviously I still do my job, but as soon as that 5 o'clock hits, I will answer important emails on my phone, but pure game time. I start prepping things for my set. I make sure that everything's good to go. Chances are I'm having an audio issue because I just flipped my whole setup. And, you know, if you don't have audio issues, are you really in this business? Like, let's be real here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I was like, because I'm always having, I mean, just through this show today, yeah. I had to adjust the volume of your volume and everybody on it because you're the desktop audio. I got to remember that. So, mm-hmm. Yes, that is a talent much learned right
it
there.
It is, because not only are you a content creator, you're an audio engineer. You're, you know, you have to be present. You have to be there. You have to be, you know, a brand marketing specialist on your own. You have to be a social media manager, because chances are when you're starting off, you don't have any of this. So you are literally your business. You're the CEO of your brand. And that I think has been the hardest part in going into content creation. Like, luckily, I kind of have a business background and an ideology of how to work all this stuff. But the time and the day, I need like 24 hours or Beyonce's assistance. That's what I need.
Assistance.
That's funny.
That is hilarious. But yeah, the whole setup, I mean, turn on, you know, it's getting the lights, getting the video, then the camera in the right position. I mean, when you pulled in, I was still pulling up my green screen, you know, because it was, I move it back for when I stream. For because some reason, I guess when I'm on the podcast, it has a smaller format, so I have to pull it up. So I'm like, I'm literally like sitting up here against my my desk, and if I like just not even an inch move back, I'm knocking down my green screen. It's like right behind me here. So been watching you.
Go ahead, Lon. No, I was just going to say, Tiff, you said at the start how nervous you were when you first started streaming.
Screaming,
and you didn't know how
fine.
Many people would jump in there and watch. As we know from people who do stream, content creators, the Twitch chat, it sometimes isn't the most friendly, if you will. So how do you deal with those people that kind of just go in there and they're just jerks for lack of a...
They're trolling you. They're
depends
trolling.
On the day. Depends really? On the day they catch me. Some days I'll throw hands. Some day I'll be like you know what? You're trash, kid. Bye. No, I'm just kidding. But essentially, I'm just like, you know, okay, here's my epiphany. I was out on a boat with 2 12-year-old boys. They're my husband's cousin. And they were watching people fish on Twitch, which also people do fishing post
really?
Streams.
Didn't,
and they were trolling the streamer. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, uh-huh. These are the kids behind the trolls that come into my chat, I bet. So I sit there and I think about it and I'm like, bro, they're just 12-year-old kids. They literally have nothing better to do with their life. If you think about it, you never know. So then they tried to troll me by pulling my streams up at the family Thanksgiving dinner. And they were like, oh yeah, Spider Tiff, what are you going to do today? And I'm like, a little crap. Like, come on.
Wow.
Guys are funny, but they secretly support it and they're hyped. But it comes out as almost like bullying. Now, yeah. I do get a lot of people that come in and they're like, or if I killed, okay. Uh-oh. I was playing Warzone. Okay. This happened maybe a couple months ago. And I killed a man point blank with a shotgun, which apparently if you use a shotgun in Warzone, you are like the scum of the earth.
I've heard that before. Yes.
Don't do it. Yeah. It's so fun sometimes.
Yes.
You know? So
beautiful
fun.
Beautiful feeling. Great feeling.
So I killed a man with the Origin 12 shotgun. He waited 35 minutes to get into my lobby after the game to scream S my D at me in a ritual chant.
Wow.
And he kept joining. And he kept joining. And I was like, why is my... And it was the one time I had my party open because my friend was having trouble getting in. And man, like... I will say, I see right here, mod squads. I have some of the most amazing mods in my Twitch stream that will delete those messages within 5 seconds.
Yes,
but I mean, like,
I
they come at you from
too.
All angles. Social media, TikTok. Whoa, TikTok comments.
See, really? See, we haven't started there yet, too.
No,
we don't know. We don't know that. We don't want that smoke from TikTok. We don't want
you know
I'm
what?
Afraid of it. And, like, I don't quite understand how it works, but you have a huge following on TikTok.
Yeah. I had a couple of videos go viral back in the Among Us time. When I say viral, I guess it's like, you know, 5 million views or something on
it. Right. Yeah, I think that'd be great.
We were playing a lot of Among Us and that happened. But then the hard part is when you're not actually an Among Us streamer, but your video for Among Us blew up. And then people are like, but you don't really play Among Us that much. And I'm like, hi, I'm Spider Tiff. I like FPS games. It's not the same, but it's still sus. And there's still some drama associated with it. But so then it's tough because half that following is from something there. And it's how to, you know, navigate and grow and go with the changing of algorithms. And I'm not a social media expert. It's tough. But y'all get in on that. That's the way to go right now. I heard like Tim the Tatman say if he could redo it all over again, he would make sure he was on TikTok 100% and just growing that way.
Huh. Yeah, because before TikTok, there was Vine. Remember Vine?
Yeah,
Vine was similar to TikTok. It was the, you know, production value videos of funny, mostly funny things. But that's, I think TikTok obviously is the new Vine. So we haven't, we're dibble dabbling in that neighborhood, Tiff. We haven't went there yet full bore. But that's something I'm like, man, that's a kid. That's like Snapchat. I'm like, bro, I'm not touching that right now. That's a kid's thing.
I don't use Snapchat. I don't.
I'm like, man, I don't know the knowledge yet. So I'm gonna gain it and before I even go there. But I know something that you're very knowledgeable in. It's an Apex or Warzone on stream. Which one? Apex or Warzone? What's your favorite to go at it? I know it's a tough question. I had to throw one at you.
Yeah, I've seen you ask your Twitter audience that question too. So we want to put you on the spot.
That's so hard. They both have like my heart and soul because they're two. I swear those games are so different and they're the same to me. But I feel like it depends. I get much more angry playing like ranked Apex than I do in Warzone for some reason. And I play with friends. So both of those games are equally fun to me. But Call of Duty has been there with me since before Apex.
Correct.
But I have 1,300 plus hours in Apex and I have like maybe like 3 weeks in Warzone. So you do the math there, probably Apex. But I play a lot more Warzone now.
I've been watching because I'm the opposite. So I love playing Apex, but it's like Warzone, I just don't have the knack for it right now. When I go in there, like I said, I didn't fail out of parachute, broke my leg several times. That's something I'm gonna clip and just post on social media. I'm gonna clip that, just me breaking my legs, a montage of mine.
Do it. And then tag Tim the Tatman and say, hey bro, I didn't mean to steal this from you, but like I channeled some of your inner talent. Like he is known for breaking his ankles. So I feel it.
Oh man, that is hilarious. So Big Bree brings up, yes, I'm an audio issue extraordinaire. He said, I'm a specialty. That's my specialty, is having audio issues. And that's one of my regulars. That's one of my mods, Big B there. So I saw that you're playing Resident Evil Village now. That is, oh man, I can't wait to get on that. I love it.
I won't spoil it for you, but that game is, I love Resident Evil. Like I'm an FPS streamer, but horror games have like my like love.
High five, digital, yes. Zoom high five. Yes. All day.
Oh, they're so good. I played some really good ones. Resident Evil Village. You're going to absolutely love it. Just be, if you stream it, which you probably will.
Yeah.
Watch out. There's a lot of weirdos out there and I got spam.
Are you talking about the game or in the chat?
In the chat. There are people that were monitoring and they hit me with like a doxing follow bot thing and they followed me with all these accounts that had all the spoilers in it.
Oh,
so just heads up. Yeah, because you don't want those things spoiled, because if you played Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, you know there's a few twists, right?
Yeah, I didn't finish that one, but I'm like 75%.
We won't talk about that, but there's a big twist there, and if those get ruined for you, it's kind of like, oh, those little trolls, wow. They live to ruin it for us.
It's amazing the things that people can do with a couple code, you know, the right code. Because I've been seeing the big articles about, was it Lady Demistra from the mom?
Lady D. Everyone loves her.
And all the mods, though. All the mods. I've been looking online. Guys, have y'all seen the different mods?
Yes.
They have R-rated mod to down to just, it's everything. It's just, they have redid this character, and the character has only been known for maybe a month or 2 months, so it's interesting. So check that out. I know the Twitch chat have seen that. So what are some of the other games you love to play? Because I was trying to get to that right there. What are some of the other, because there's a lot of horror games out there.
Oh So other horror games, I think Until Dawn is one of my favorite horror games. So I really like the horror games where you get to like kind of pick and choose like how things go with the story. So that would like the Man of Medan series. Yeah. Little Hope. It's like the same developer. I can't remember their name right now, but they put out some of my favorite games. So, and let's see what else. Resident Evil. What other ones have I thoroughly enjoyed playing that I for real cannot remember? Well, but besides horror games, I like to play Valorant. That's another shooter. I used to be pretty good at it, but yeah, it's mouse and keyboard. Among Us is super fun with the community. You get to really see who your friends are.
Oh my God.
How your husband is. Watch them murder you in cold blood. And then lie about it. Like, thanks, friend. You're really good.
I coach college esports. My whole team threw me out the ship. They didn't even let me do, they didn't believe anything I said. I said I was in electrical, I was putting the wires together, and then I went to the cafeteria for that. They're like, no, coach, boom. They kicked me out. I'm like, dang.
Yeah, cold-blooded. Like that's a good way to like bond with your team now that I'm thinking about it. I would have never thought about that.
It was some bonding, but it was some trust issues we had to work out there first. It's like, man.
It's because you're working them too hard to practice them on.
It's esports. Yeah, I'm carrying thumbs and index fingers, ring fingers up. Pinky push-ups all day. I think that's what it is. Oh, man. So, okay, you got in. So, Tiff, you got into cosplay. So tell us how that started there.
I see a lot of people do it and I'm like, oh, that looks cool. But I was always kind of nervous, kind of like, oh man, like what are people going to think? What's my mom going to think? My brother's going to think I'm so weird. I have a little brother and he's going to be like, oh, Tiff, you're weird. And I was like, you know, I don't care. Like I'm going to do what I want. So I think I did Halloween. I did like 5 different cosplays, 5 different days. One was like Black Canary. I've done Spider Gwen. I did Gwenum.
I saw the Gwenum on your Instagram.
Gwenum
that looked
fun.
Good. That was
Gwenum
good.
Was fun. So now I've just kind of been picking and choosing between like anime and video games and like movies, the things that I like. So I just did Mount Lady because I love My Hero Academia.
Nice.
Yeah, that was good. Anime. So I just, you know, once again saw something I wanted to do and I was like, I'm gonna do that. Why not? I don't like what ifs. So I'm gonna do whatever I want.
I like that. So with being this cosplayer, have you done any of the cosplay cons? Like, I know the big one I go to that won't be until next year will be San Diego Comic-Con. Have you done any cons or that one in particular?
I have never gone to a Comic-Con and I'm so sad that I haven't gotten to make it. And then like, you know, obviously I'm getting into it. Mm-hmm. Pandemic time, nothing's happening. So I know I wanted to go to Dragon Con. They have that here. I'm not sure if they're doing it this year. But I was like, I can come up with like a cosplay with a mask and be like safe and all that. But I would love to do that. I think I did go to TwitchCon in 2019 it was 2019, right before everything kind of shut down.
Oh, and we missed each other. I was at that one. That was my first one too.
That was my first one ever. It was cool. I mean, there's so many people there, but I went to the cosplay show there. And it's on this big stage, and now I am nowhere near on the level of those cosplayers. But when you see that, it's just insane the amount of work and dedication that goes into that. But it's like anything. I'm just so excited when I get to see people do the things that they're most passionate about. Because when they talk about it, they're happier. Mm-hmm. When you see the work of, like, you know, the end result of their work, it's just that much more amazing.
Yeah, so just a heads up. Whenever Comic-Con Day happens, you're going to be like, I can die today because I've been to Comic-Con. I've been there. I did do cosplay once. Of course, I dressed up as Batman at my very first one. And but you will be like, oh, my God. I mean, you would like probably 100,000 people by the end of the week is there in San Diego and probably 80,000 of them are in cosplay.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to be like, amazing. This is heaven, my people.
Yes, my people. From comic books, from anime, to movies, to TV, stuff. And then some characters, you'd be like, who are you? Then be like, oh, I'm so-and-so from this book or from this TV show. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm like, I've never seen that. So you see things. And it's cool and funny at the same time is when you see one person of the same, you know, so you see all these Spider-Men. And or Batman, and you see a good one, you're like, oh man, that was a good one. That was a dope Spider-Man, the costume, the everything. And then you see another one, you'll be like, oh, That's a tough one there. You feel like a judge at the Olympics on the diving team, you know? You're like, all right, that was a 10. Like, that one was a 10. Okay, this one, like a 3.5. It was rough.
Sir, did you throw this together last minute?
Like, yeah, did you? And then some people that you could tell. It's some people that just be like, hey, man, look, I just found out we were coming to conference. I just threw this thing together. I was like, oh, honesty, respect. Love it. I was like, respect.
You still did it. You still dressed up. You still went for it. You went there in the spirit. So, I mean, oh, man, I want to go.
Yep. So along with that, you love that. So along with, you know, with that, you love, I said, when you started up streaming up to, you know, up till now, what is it that about streaming that you enjoy the most?
The people
out there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I love gaming, but you like meet so many cool people. And you said you're an introvert. I'm like an introverted extrovert. It just really depends on the situation of when I pop out of said bubble, but you meet so many good people. You meet trolls too, but it's the people, like the community, like you're fostering things. And I've just like, I love getting to know about my community and like what they do and like their experiences and like everything that they chat with me about. Like, I remember like so much of it, and I'll just be like, oh, yo, how is this? Or congrats on getting engaged and married. It's like seeing them grow. I put more like, yeah, gaming is amazing, and I love being really good at video games, and I love being competitive, but I will die in game because I care more about my chat. Like,
yeah. And that's a great thing. Yeah, that's a great thing, because I know some of your mods or some of your followers probably in today's chat too, right? Because I know Big B is one of my mods, and he asked a question about Ben and John. Who would you dress up as a cosplay? And then I think Stans the Berry, is that one
Stans
of yours? Stans is in. That's one of your people.
Yes.
And he says, he in terms of the people, when you said the people, he's like raging with friends. That's what he says in the chat.
Yeah. No, we don't rage here. What are you talking about? No, we rage. We rage together. We bond together.
I say I have not raged yet, but getting there close in some games here. But Ben, John, what would y'all be as a cosplayer? What would you dressed up as? Got to have an answer for this one.
I think I would be Thor.
Ooh.
I would do Thor. I just love Marvel, or not Marvel, but I love all those. Yeah, Marvel Universe and all the movies. So I'd have to go Thor.
Well, if you're going Marvel, that made me think. I got the long hair going, so I could do like a Loki or something like that. Because
that would be good.
Well, we could be brothers, John.
Ooh,
yeah. I could see a Loki.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Especially, like you say, with the hair, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely see a Loki.
There we go. I could do that.
Nice. Okay, we got Pike TV. Here, TTTV, somebody that you probably know, Tiff, and she said, ask her about her kilo. I saw a video. I think you did a clip of it talking about your kilo or something.
Oh,
she's like, I'm in trouble. That's how I'm in trouble.
There, Pike, I see you. We're gonna fight later. No, we don't talk about the kilo. We don't like the kilo. There is, if you hand me a kilo, I will pick up the freaking 1911 pistol. That's the like random one that you spawn with. We don't use the kilo.
Ooh, that sounds like a touchy subject right there. It sounds like a very touchy subject. man, for Big B, for you, Bill, Ben, he says the God of Thunder right there.
Yeah, Big B's my man. I like Big B.
Yep, Big B's here. So yeah, so that sounds touchy, the kilo, huh?
Yeah. It's just a meme. Everyone spams in my chat to use the kilo, and I'm like, look, I'm gonna make this a public announcement. I will not be using the kilo.
Okay.
So they just keep asking for it. One day, maybe, you know what? I'm just gonna have to give them the kilo, I guess. But I'm a sniper. Shred.
Okay. Because I've seen you shred with a lot of weapons. Okay, the sniper. Nice handgun. Okay. I think the 45 one time you laid somebody out as you landed. I was
it's
like,
a Magnum coming back from the gulag. And it's like, great. This is the one gun they want to give me. You don't want to end up end game landing on no guns when everyone's ghosted with their loadout. You're like, this is where I end. Thank you for bringing me back. Like,
right. It's like, this is it. This is what you give me. Like, come on.
At least just give me an M60. Come on. That really trashy LMG that's everywhere. Like, please.
Hey, I say it's something better than nothing. That's what they say. That's what activists are saying. Hey, so you're getting something. At least we ain't giving you just your fists. I remember the first time that happened. I'm like, wait a minute. Where's the weapon? I'm like,
You know what? If I realized it's a two-hit melee. If you run out of ammo, you just start punching because they'll go down so quick.
Yes, that's true. That has happened. That happened. So I know you've done some fun streams, and I think you might have done a few charity streams. So what is your goal from streaming? Is it more charity streams or the fundraising type streams that you do?
I love charity streams. And I specifically, I like raising money for mental health and that kind of awareness. I lost my dad. He's a victim to suicide. So I have always loved partnering with To Write Love on Her Arms and that organization there, because there's some really great people. I know the influencer relations guy over there is really great, and he's so excited to take that organization to the next level. And they've been around for, you know, 10 years back in the Warped Tour days. So I've known them since growing up. And I love just every year we try to pull something big together for that and do it. And we just want to keep exceeding year over year. So my goal this year is to raise like hopefully $5,000 for mental health. And I'm excited. Nice. That'll probably happen August, September. It's right around my birthday and World Suicide Prevention Day. So I'm really excited about that. But I mean, especially with the pandemic, right, mental health is so important right now. Like, yeah, I feel like it's crazy out there. And I just want people to like take care of themselves.
Well, thank goodness for streaming too through this pandemic, so we could still, you know, stay connected and talk to people and things, because we couldn't go see people.
Yeah. What was that name of the group again?
It's To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.
Gotcha. Fantastic. Yeah. I got a stream actually. I'm going to be getting on a call with the mom and the dad. They lost their son, and it's called Sincere 2000. A few years ago, he was in his late 20s, early. He just went to college and was dealing with that too. So they have a foundation in light of him. And so we're going to be talking about this real soon. I'll be talking to them over the phone to set up a stream on my channel to fundraise about the same subject, mental health awareness and suicide prevention. So definitely something that is obviously close to everyone, and it affects everyone on some level. And to talk about it, and I say where people make sure they're not, they don't feel alone, you know, because that's one aspect of that. When you're in that mindset, you feel like you're by yourself, that nobody can relate to you. So it's definitely getting out there and making everybody else aware of that. If you have somebody, a friend, family member that is not, you know, acting themselves, hey man, how you doing? Are you doing it? Just send them a text or call them, you know?
Yeah, for real. You never realize like how important just even like a couple words can be to someone, because you don't know what anyone's going through. We don't see people, you know, I don't see that many people now that the pandemic's happened. And you know, even corporate life, gaming life, you really just never know, because no one's going to talk about that.
Right. Yeah. And all this new, I'll say, stuff we got going on, like we just mentioned, social media and all that, that stuff is still new to the world. So people, when you hear that stuff and adjust to somebody trolling you and all that, you don't, sometimes you don't take into effect how, or take into account how that affects somebody, things of that nature. So be careful out there, trollers. Stop it. Be nice.
Think of the mental health.
Exactly. And we're serious. We're not joking. We're serious. So what is another extreme topic trending here? I know this a few weeks ago, we were talking with Bill Young, the head of Twitch Game, and it came up for a quick second there, is now the hot tub trend of streaming here. What are you? I know I'm looking at it. I'm like, come on. I can't. That's like this is just taking it. You're pushing the envelope here, people. Pushing the envelope here. What's your thoughts on that as a content creator yourself?
As a content creator myself, I respect it. I know a lot of people, you got mixed buckets. You got people that think it's absolutely atrocious to have it on Twitch. But if you think about the origins of Twitch and how it was just in TV and they were live casters back then, it wasn't just gaming. Twitch is moving towards, I feel like, not just focusing on gaming, whether that's hot tub streamers, you have music, you have people that fish on there as well.
But you can take it from a lot of fishing. Wow.
Yeah, you can go watch some fishing on there. But that's the thing, is like, it just depends on what perspective you're looking at it. I mean, you have four girls, so would you want your daughter on there being a hot tub streamer?
Probably not.
See, that's a different perspective. But as someone who hustles, and I will say one of my favorite hot tub streamers,
that's my honest opinion. Yeah.
Faith TTV, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous girl from Canada. She is not only an absolute savage at Apex.
Okay.
But she is working the hot tub streams, and she's doing a really good job with it. And like, the quality of it is phenomenal.
Okay.
Like, I mean, they put so much effort in. I mean, I don't watch all of them, but I've seen hers and she puts a lot of effort into it and a lot of work into it. And I'm like, look, I can't hate the grind. I can't. I would support it, because I personally wouldn't do it, but they did make a new category for it, though, because I know the issue was that it was like kind of clogging up the just chatting scene, like, you know, that whole category. So people didn't want to see that, but they gave them their own category. So it's like hot tubs, pools, and beaches. So now they can kind of go there. If you don't want to see it, don't look for it. You want to go support, go support. But I will say, those people deal with more trolls than I have ever seen in my entire life. And I wouldn't subject myself to that, but I respect.
Yeah, you're definitely putting yourself out there. You got to be careful. And the Scuba Steve 23 says, respect the hustle, like he said there, Tiff. So another I say, trending topic with Twitch is Twitch making DMCA rules a bit more stricter. You're a consistent streamer, as we talked about. So how do you feel about that right there?
So my husband, he is in a band because, you know, we all have our million things that we do. And I see it from like his perspective as well. Now, granted, he's not on a label or anything like that, but you got to think about it. Like someone's got to make money somehow, right? And I don't know how all those deals work, but the labels, if they're funding all this stuff, of course they're going to want their money. I get it. I see what they're doing from their side. But they just need to figure out a deal so that we can listen to some really great music on Twitch in a good way. And I don't think it's there yet. And I really hope that somewhere down the line, we can kind of figure that out. Because I find it's kind of ridiculous that people are losing their channels over three strikes. And, you know,
I mean, I'll say two things. Like, people know the rules of Twitch when they go into it, or at least hopefully they should. So, you know, if you get three strikes, I'm sorry, I feel kind of bad for you, but at the same time, you knew the rules. But I think at some point it'll come down to Twitch and these music labels or whoever it may be. They'll find a way to get them a portion of money from Twitch. But I mean, if you're Twitch, it's like, why do I want to give up the money that we're bringing in just so that, you know, people can play the songs they want to hear on their streams? So, I mean, I kind of see it from both sides too. It's tough.
It is. And I think that's the issue. And another thing is, like, you have people that maybe are smaller bands, smaller artists out of the label. Having someone listen to your music on stream could be huge. Like, all it takes is you look at people like Nick Merckx, Tim the Tap Man, all these streamers that have 50,000 plus viewers. That's 50,000 people. That's a sold out arena. Like, if there's a way they could think about it that way, like, you have your music on here, that could, you know, lead to something else. Oh, I heard it here. That was 50,000 people. Come on. Like, really? That's insane. But so there's that aspect of it. But right now I just have a couple royalty free Twitch playlists on my Spotify, pump it up. You know, I'm like, oh yeah, this elevator music's great. Let's go, chat. You know, you love it. I just want some Silverstein and like A Day to Remember. And I just want to be screaming while playing Warzone. Can't have that yet.
And hopefully, like you said, hopefully there's a balancing act and a deal comes about to where we obviously get the big entertainers back on that as a use. But yeah, I'm with you. I got a Spotify where I got the copy free songs on playing. I had that on going on earlier before on the intro of the show. So I definitely know the space, and it just feels good when you listen to that, you know, your favorite artist.
Exactly.
I remember that's what took some of the gripe of grinding off when I had Ice Cube playing in the background, or Tupac, or Alicia Keys, or Jill Scott, you know, on a vibe day. It was like, okay, I'm definitely chilling. This is my jam, right?
It's a good way to get hyped up, whether it's before a football game, before literally anything. Like, it just puts you in your zone, and you're like, I'm ready.
Yeah, I know. I've been mad if the NFL or somebody would be like, Amon, you can't listen to Pac before a game. I'm like, hold up.
Like, tripping.
What? 50 Cent? I can't pop that on? Hold up. Okay, time out. I've been like, hey, we got to go talk about this. Something ain't right here. We got to fix this. So. Oh man. So, great answers there. I love those answers. That was, especially with the hot tub part, it's just a part of that. When at first glance, people see it, they're like, oh my God, what's going on? But then when you really look at and really take a step back about it, it's still them grinding out as a streamer. It's just obviously presenting a different production than everybody else. And that is different from gaming. It's different. You know, so you brought me up on fishing. I fish. I was like, I'm gonna bring that next time.
Yeah, go find some. I've seen people catch sharks
on the boat next time I go fishing. Because I'm a fisherman. Yeah. What?
Game changer.
I'll be, but you know what happens most of the time when I go on the boat, I'm fishing. You know what happens is this.
I was gonna say, you fall asleep, don't you?
I fall asleep. It's the way of the water, I guess. I'm out. It's not much. You know what? I don't catch a whole lot of fish. So it's like, all right, next option.
Weather's perfect and you're just out there vibing, maybe a few beers, and then you're out.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, man. So what you got coming up next for you in the next 6 months to the end of the year? What's going on for you?
Next 6 months, end of year. So August is my 2 years of streaming. Got that going. My birthday.
Big party? Big things
going
on?
I'm going to pull something together. It's going to be great. I've been working with Allie at Access Replay, and we're working on putting together a Warzone tournament for the ladies. And nice. I'm really, really excited about that. And I decided, like, I didn't want to play in it. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm going to cast it.
Okay.
So I was like, here's the deal. I'm going to have some fun because I honestly, that's one of my, you know, pocket goals here. I want to be a caster. So I want to cast tournaments in games that I am familiar with. So that was a really huge way for me. I was like, I would love to give back to the people because I'm friends with a lot of the women in the, you know, Warzone community. Mm-hmm. And not everyone gets the chance to, you know, participate in a tournament. They're very kind of exclusive. They handpick, they invite only. So I wanted to give back to the ladies that, you know, grind every day and maybe don't get those opportunities. So we've been working mm-hmm. and putting something together in August that's turning out. You know, I have a call on Friday about that. So I'm really, really excited to see like what kind of sponsors we can get on board, especially, you know, from female owned companies and see how that works. And I'm just so excited for that. And for the end of the year, we're just going to keep grinding. If opportunities come up, we're going to take them. We're going to seize it. But we're just going to keep dying to fall damage and by loadouts and running myself over with cars in the meantime. But we'll get there. Man.
I got chopped in half. So I love the grind. I'm excited for you because I've been in that space for shoutcasting for 5 years now, and I'm enjoying it. So you're going to, just as much as you enjoy streaming and playing mm-hmm. your games, you're going to enjoy talking about it too.
That's what I was thinking.
You could bring your personality to shoutcasting, and that's what makes every shoutcaster different. They have mm-hmm. something about them, even though they're talking about the same game, but we see the game and we experience the game differently for one another. So I'm excited that you get to share that. And with Allie down at Access Replay in Atlanta, that's probably the best place for you to go do it because she'll let you be you. You'll have fun down there. So tell us where we could find you online so people can know when this event is happening with Allie and other things that you're streaming on online or your social accounts, if you have a website, things of that nature.
Sure. The event hasn't been posted yet. So once that kind of comes together and we have the set date, it'll be one of the first 2 weekends of August. So mm-hmm. once that comes together, I can catch up on that. But if you want to find me, I'm on all social medias except Snapchat. You can find me on Twitter at SpiderTiff, Instagram SpideyTiff, on TikTok and Twitch. Twitch is live, you know, come find me raging over there. Spider Tiff, you know, like Spider Gwen, but Spider Tiff, pew pew.
Yes, sir. Right, I love it. I love the play on words there. I love it. Thank you for answering our questions. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We got some more questions. We got a fun questions coming up called This or That. Would you like to partake in that?
Yes. I am hard at making decisions, but I'm excited.
Yeah, this is a fun segment. You'll like
this. Yeah, you'll like this one.
Can't decide all right, John. Where to eat, but you know, we're going to do this.
All right, let's do this. John, take us there, please.
This or that.
All right, this or that this week from the mind of Amon Green. Here we go. Question number one. Would you rather discover the cure for a disease or discover life on a new planet?
I wish the podcast audience could see Tiff's face right now. She's like, huh?
Discover a cure for disease. Yep.
Why is that?
Either answer you choose here, people are always going to remember that you were the one that did this. So I think it's kind of about, do you want to be selfless and find that cure? Or do you want to be a little selfish and name a planet after yourself? Me, through this segment, I think people have found out. I don't know. I can be a little selfish sometimes. I want a damn planet named after me. That's what I want.
That would be super cool, wouldn't it?
Right.
It says discover life on planet, man.
Yeah.
Discover
not a new planet. After life.
I don't care. They're going to name it after
it's
me.
It's my planet
I find
now.
Life.
I discovered the life.
It's going to be, we're going to have a whole bunch of bins running around. That's the species of bin. That's what basically what's going to happen.
Look at the little bennies I discovered.
All the bennies. Oh, man. These bennies is an interesting species here.
How about you, Amon?
Ben or John? You got me saying Ben now, John.
I would discover life on a new planet. I think that would be. I mean, you would change the world as we know it moving forward if you could say, "Hey, there is life over here." So I would discover life on a new planet. I think it would just change everything. And maybe if they're advanced life, maybe they can discover the cure for diseases in the meantime. If you bring them all over here. Think about
big
that.
Brain play.
Mind blowing.
Yeah. Big brain play right there. 200 IQ. I see you, John.
And I was thinking that when I was writing this up the other day. I thought just that. If I discover life on a new planet, they'll be more intelligent than we are to have the cure for everything that ills us on planet Earth. I actually thought about that, John. So,
all right.
Bro,
there
we're
go.
There, bro.
Great minds.
There. So discover life on a new planet, because we already know we're struggling right here on Earth. We already know this. We have Big B says, cure for a disease. Got to worry about the people on our planet first. So there we go. We do have one person or two now with you, Tiff. There it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. All right, John, what's the next one?
All right, next.
Ben. No, Ben, go. No, Ben.
Yeah, Ben.
He already said, we already got Ben.
We got the race of human Bens.
He wants Bens running around.
Human beings. The Walking Dead or Black Mirror, this or that. The Walking Dead or Black Mirror.
TV Black show. Mirror.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love Walking Dead.
I love it. No hesitation.
Yeah,
boom.
No. I mean, my husband worked on The Walking Dead. I feel like I should be like, yeah, The Walking Dead. No, Black Mirror, because those freaking shows are insane. Like,
awesome.
Ooh, have you seen, like, you know, I have, like, my favorites, like, Nosedive. That episode just brought me to tears, bro, because that's so real. So real. Like,
And what was it? It was a Nosedive. Was that with Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And then 15
yes.
Million Merits. 15 Million Merits and Nosedive.
Yes.
My
that's
favorite,
what
too.
That's what, I can't think of his name.
Daniel Kaluuya.
He just won the Academy Award for Judas and the Black Messiah. And yes, he was in 1500
Merits. He's my favorite actor. 100%.
They're riding them bikes
there.
Yes. Oh, man. Cold-blooded.
I have never seen Black Mirror, but I've seen every episode of The Walking Dead. So I got to go with The Walking Dead.
You're missing out.
Where's Black Mirror? What streaming service?
It's on Netflix.
Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got Nas Lack in the chat says Black Mirror. And we have Big B change Venus to... He says, change Venus to Venus.
Yes.
To Venus.
Oh,
Venus.
Venus. I read that a little differently, but yes, I like it.
Right. I tried to change. I was trying to be PG here, too.
I saw that.
Oh, man. So I'm going to go Black Mirror. I do enjoy Walking Dead, but I'm Black Mirror. It is on. Mm-hmm. And then you got to check out Robots. Is it Death, Love, and Robots? It's the same writers and some of the producers from Black Mirror. Yes, it's on Netflix. And it's
I'll check it out.
And it's all animation. It's all animation. Really good artwork there. So, all right, John.
I'm going to go with, by the way, I started watching that one, the one you just referenced, Robots, Love, Robot something. It's pretty awesome.
Robots, Death, and Love.
Yeah, I'm about three episodes in or so. But I'm going to go with Black Mirror because the moment I watched Black Mirror, the first episode's weird on season one. It's a little different, but I was just like, what is this show? This show is amazing. And it just got better and it got better and it got better. And I don't know. I'm so nerdy into Black Mirror. Remember the one where it's Choose Your Own Adventure? Do you guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can choose, like, what do you want to do next? Like, I'm looking up, like, how to, because there's a secret ending to that. I don't know if you guys knew that. It's like some crazy wild story.
This is the movie, right?
This is the Bandersnatch. Black Mirror, Bandersnatch.
Yes, Bandersnatch.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I died.
Yeah, it is a movie.
I think
yeah,
I didn't
right,
laugh
Tiff.
Very long in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tiff, you're right. It's part of a movie.
Yeah, and so you can choose your own adventure.
I didn't watch the whole movie, but I did see a little bit of it.
Yeah, you can choose like the secret ending, basically, which plays. And this is going to sound really confusing. So there's a secret ending where he gets on the bus and a tone plays instead of music, and that tone is actually leads to a website. Like you can just. Decipher the tone or something like that, and it takes you to a website where you can play video games.
What?
Yeah, you no one ever knew that, did you?
Game changer.
Bandersnatch.
Bam.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I'll send you the link.
Bandersnatch. I like saw a lot of bad things. I didn't get very far, but I should have looked it up.
Next, this or that.
You watch that again.
Yeah, you should. Board games. Sorry or Clue.
Ooh, man, I haven't played either in a really long time. Clue's fun and all, but I'm pretty sure I played Sorry a lot as a kid, so I'd go Sorry.
Yeah, I like Sorry too, because when you get to say that to your opponent, I love that. And then you just kind of rub it in, and then the inflection using your voice. I'm going Sorry all day.
I'm going to have to join you two on that Sorry as well. I just played it with my friend's kids a few weeks ago. I was the grown person in the house, but I was teaching them. I was bringing in a new generation. Hey, This is the start of gaming. Next step is picking up the controller, keyboard. Let's get it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Sorry all day. What you got, Josh?
I must admit, I've never played Sorry, and we have it at our house. Missing out. I mean, you guys are all in Sorry, so I'll go
Clue.
You
gotta, like, knock their, like, person out of the way, too. When you're taking that spot, yeah, you make a statement.
Okay, I'll remember that. You know what? I might have to say we got to bust out the board game sometime on one of these weeknights. But I'll go Clue because I've never played Sorry. But I have it at my house, and I really want to play it. This or that.
I'll say in the chat real quick. Yep. Big Boom, Big B, fight me for tacos. That is awesome name. And Mayor Duck all say Sorry, by the way.
Man, everybody.
Sorry all day right there. And you got to voice it. You go, boom. Mm-hmm. You do that. No, you do that. You word it out. You don't put no sound to it.
I've never tried that.
That's going to be awesome. I love all these Sorry tips I'm picking up. Next, this or that. Are you a binge shopper? Or do you shop little by little? So what do you mean? So, like, when you go out shopping, are you coming home with, like, bags or, you know, delivering stuff to your house? Or are you just going out and about? Is that what you mean, Amon? Like,
just little stuff. Ooh. Like, when you go, just grab a couple things at a time, and then the next day you go and do the same thing. Or you just go out there and just, boom, it's a shopping spree. I'm coming home. You got to help me with bags.
Sounds so bad. I'm
a
bad shopper. Like, I don't really go shopping for myself that often. So I guess if I go to the grocery store, I'm binging. We're getting a lot of groceries in a little time, but if I have to go, like, an actual, like, splurge on myself, it's all in one day. Unless I have, like, an event that I need something for, I'll go out and I'll buy the whole thing for it. But I really don't shop that often for myself. I need to get on that, but I'm bad at shopping.
I think it all depends upon what kind of shopping I'm doing. If it's grocery shopping, I kind of like to binge shop because I don't like to go to the grocery store very often. So I'll usually hit up Costco or something. But if it's for other things, I guess it would have to be little by little because I don't necessarily know what I need, I guess.
True. Gaming. If we're shopping for games, just charge it all. I'm going. My computer, all the lights, and just all the things. I can't.
Graphic cards.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Got my new graphics cards. I got them. We're excited. Yeah. I almost threw some elbows for it.
Mm-mm. Your cord management on that microphone looks really good too, Tiff.
Thanks. Yeah, it's
very good.
Pink color looks good.
I love it. I'm going to say little by little shopper for me. I'll take my time. I'll go piece something together. I'll come back. I don't mind coming back the next day or the day after that. So little by little for me.
Little by little. You don't like this black cord? You don't like this black cord right here, Ben? Look at that.
I don't like that.
You got a black.
You don't like my cord, sir?
What about my cords? I'm going to go, I mean, probably little by little, but you guys are right about the gaming stuff. I've reached a point now I play Rocket League every weekend with my buddies, and I've reached a point now where I just buy cars and stuff, and I just show up and surprise them. I bought a McLaren last week.
Did you get the Mustang?
I didn't buy the Mustang. No, I didn't. I should have.
My friend was waiting for that one.
Yeah. And so I'm waiting until they get, like, a Tesla. I don't know if that's...
Okay.
It's coming. He's already
cruising in the Model X trying to, like, show out. I see you.
I would buy that for sure. But it's
balling on the Rocket League.
It's funny because you're dropping, like, $20 on a car. And I'm like... Okay, yeah, sure, I guess so.
Hey, I'll take that.
Yeah,
no big deal.
I'll get
better than 60K in real life.
Exactly, 300,000 for a McLaren. My goodness. And we have Noslack says in the chat, grocery, binge hard there, and then everything else little by little.
Okay.
For the shopping there.
All right, next, this or that.
Next, sir.
Kettlebells or dumbbells? This or that?
Workout. What's your workout? What you gonna do?
I did a lot of CrossFit back in the day, so I really do love kettlebells. They're crazy. You can do a lot of things with them, whether it's like kettlebell swings, Turkish get-ups. But I find dumbbells easier to work with. I've got really weak arms, so when you do, like, a lot of the flips and they smack into my arm, I don't really like that. Yeah. So for the sake of my arms, dumbbells. For the sake of the workout, kettlebells.
Yeah,
I gotta go dumbbells because that was really the first way I was introduced to lifting was through dumbbells. I don't think I've ever actually used a kettlebell ever.
Yeah, kettlebells are counterbalance. They can get you if you don't swing them the right way. They can ding you pretty good.
Yeah, so. I'm gonna go with dumbbells too because I think you're right about the kettlebells. Like, I got little wrists, and they'll like mm-hmm. bang into the my wrist if you're flipping it. And
yeah,
like,
it hurts.
Wow.
I don't know how to stop that. I have no steel.
Stop it. But they are good for other exercises. If you're doing some sort of squat or something, I think they're actually better. Mm-hmm. You can hold them. But I'll go with dumbbells. I think they're more versatile. What are you laughing at, Ben?
Uh-oh. John's got little petite wrists.
I've got little wrists. Okay.
Show your wrists. Let's see those wrists, Ben.
Yeah, I can't
see if we don't see your wrists.
So this is gonna be a clean. That's hilarious, by the way. Clean sweep here. I'm gonna go dumbbells as well because you can also use them as a kettlebell movement. So you could just kind of kill two birds, one stone there. Mm-hmm. I've discovered that using the dumbbells and doing the kettlebell swings and stuff like that. If you don't have a dumbbell, hey, pick up or you don't have a kettlebell, pick up a dumbbell. There you go. You make it happen.
Next, this or that, fellas. Have one wish granted today, okay, or three wishes granted in 10 years. You'd rather take it now, or is this kind of like when you win the lottery and you can take a lump sum?
You can't wish for more wishes, right? Read the fine print.
I would assume so.
Wish for my other three.
I think
wishes.
that's the usual rule when you talk to the person granting the wishes.
All right. It's hard to say because in 10 years from now, I'm a totally different person. You know.
That's true. We change a lot.
But if I could, like, you know, have a bunch of commas in my first wish. And just keep that first wish going. You know what? Why not? I'm more of an impulse person. I'd go one wish today.
And you know what?
I might be dead in 10 years. I don't know. Never know. Live fast, die young, I guess. I don't know.
YOLO. What's that? YOLO. Yes, sir.
I'm going to go three wishes granted in 10 years because now I have 10 years to think about what I can actually use these wishes for instead of an impulse of, I want this today, you know? That's
you're going to be all strategic. You're going to be like, all right, this is the best way to maximize those three. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah, I'm with Ben on that. I'm going to maximize. So I'm going to go three wishes granted in 10 years. My man Nas, like in the chat, says 3 years, three wishes, 10 years, sucks to wait.
he said, can't do it. Can't wait.
Yeah, but he said, but it's a better way. It's a better way. So I'm not sure if that's a yes or a no. But for me, I'm doing three wishes granted in 10 years. Be strategic, maximize.
I like the patience, y'all. I like it.
Patience. I am a patient
I appreciate
guy.
It.
I have
four daughters. Definitely patient guy.
It'll do it to you.
I have a question about the three wishes, though. So do I get, like, let's say I pick that. Do I get my one wish now, and then I have two more to go in the next 10 years, or do I get all these three in a decade from now? How does
that
work?
You're a negotiator.
Yeah, I like the negotiation tactics, but you got to plan it out. If you got 10 years, do the math. So that's every 2 and 3.5 years.
So is my first one today? Is my first one literally today, and then the next one in 3 years or whatever?
So you got 10 years to do them. So you could do all three, boom, 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 today.
Oh, no, then I want that because three wishes today is better than one wish today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I change.
So three wishes, so it's granted in 10 years, so you can split it up how you want.
Yeah, all right, I'll change.
You know, so you actually could do all three wishes today, mi amigo, John.
Oh.
Or every 2.5 years, 3.5 years, boom, wish.
I would take the three. My first wish would be a blank ton of money, and then I would just figure out what I want to do with the next two wishes whenever I wanted to in the next 10 years, because I could basically just do whatever I'd like to do.
You wish for a planet named after yourself. That seems like a common theme here tonight.
Or a race of aliens named after myself.
Tiff. Nice answer right there. We have the Twitch chat. They're all over the place. It says, yeah, a big B says, yeah, don't want to wish for something you hate 10 years later.
True.
And Mayor Duck 3 says three wishes, 10 years. So a lot of people said that. Fire Eagle 2 chimed in. And Dashton, if I'm saying that correctly. Oh, yeah. Three for sure.
Okay.
All right. Last question.
Last one, Tiff. You have
this or that.
You have to pick one. This one's for you.
This is for you.
Streaming or cosplaying? You can only do one.
Oh, wow.
You can only wow. Cosplay, it,
you wasn't even
anymore.
Done. You
oh, never mind.
You wasn't even done explaining. I love
would
it.
Rather stream every day and never get to cosplay again. That's fine.
Oh, that was easy.
No, you wasn't even. John was barely trying to go through the description, and you boom, stream. I love it. I love it.
No answer change
boom.
Here.
Mm-mm. Bam.
Perfect.
Bam. I love it. Good answer, Tiff. I'm gonna go streaming as well. I only did one time at Comic-Con. Was Batman. I brought other costumes, but never did it. Never just like, I guess like, you know what? I don't feel like doing it.
you can embody Batman, and that is your thing. Send it. Keep that Batman.
Yep. I'm going to keep that Batman. But the cool thing, if they have on Saturday night of Comic-Con. So it starts on Wednesday of the week in July, like mid-July, July 15th through the 22nd. Mm-hmm. So that Saturday, they have a cosplay ball that starts around 9 o'clock. It goes to 12.
That sounds fun.
It is. I went to that. It was awesome. It is fun. It is super fun.
I need to go.
John, yep. John, Ben, what you got?
You know what I would do? I'll go first, Ben. I would take my one wish, get my money, and then I'd just be the guy that just goes around and cosplays at all these different places. Like the most elaborate type of costumes. I'd spend all my money in that, and I'd just go have fun.
That'd be the coolest ones, the ones that really light up and interact and look just like replicas
Like I'm spending like lots of money on these.
Let's see that Loki cosplay. I'm ready.
All day.
Got the hair for it. I think I'm going to go streaming because I wouldn't necessarily have to leave my house.
Ooh, okay.
So stay at home. I'm going to go with streaming.
Okay. All right. Good observation there. I want to say to John's answer, there's a lot of people that do that. They put that time and that money into costume. And what I referring to, too, was my last time at Comic-Con 2019, the guy, Reinhardt from Overwatch. He did a life-size with Reinhardt.
Bro.
It was about 10, it was like 8 to 10 feet tall.
That's insane. I need to see something like that.
I was like, is that Reinhardt with the hammer? I was like, oh. I was like, that's a tank right there. I was like, that thing was huge. He walked around, he took up the whole aisle.
I'm sure. He's probably shoving people into walls.
How does he use the restroom?
Just run from Reinhardt. You don't stay in front of them.
You don't stay in front of them. We have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. Big B, Fire Eagle, Nonslack, and Mo Hunter, 827, all say streaming.
Yeah.
They'll be streaming too. And then Big B still wants to know, John, who killed Sarah? Cosplay. Put cosplay on it now.
Yes. I changed my answer to the cosplay. I'm not going to be Loki anymore. I'm going to be somebody from Who Killed Sarah.
You're going to be Sarah.
All
that
dead.
Is hilarious. That is
can't
hilarious.
Wait to see it.
There you go.
Oh, man. So now we're getting in. If you want to stick around, Tiff,
She's got the 9 to 5, I think, right?
Would love to. I'm a hang out. I'm a listen, but I'm going to go be a decent employee for a little bit. I appreciate the opportunity.
I love the answer. So you go enjoy your 9 to 5?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to enjoy it. Let me tell you. I'm so ready. Thank you.
Hype. About to make it happen. And we'll be watching you on stream later because I know you'll be on later.
Yeah, we'll go drop into some Verdansk if you ever want to come visit and get in my backpack. I'll carry you around Verdansk. I got you. Nice. I might break my ankles too, though, or die some weird way. But, we can do it together.
Hey, that's how the game goes from time to time.
All right, Tiff,
you have a great rest of your day. Thank you for jumping in the stream. Thank you for enjoying this or that with us. And we'll be watching. We'll be watching.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great rest of the thing. Bye, y'all. Yep.
See ya.
Bye, y'all. Oh, man, that was awesome. Let me fix the graphics.
She's fun, man.
Real quick.
She's fun.
Yeah, she was very good. Yeah. So much energy. And, she makes a good point. At some point in your life, you kind of got to make that choice where you just don't care what people think anymore, right?
Yeah.
You want to cosplay? Cosplay. You want to stream? Stream. Ignore the haters. Do what you want to do.
My people. That's what I said when I went to the first Comic-Con in 2009. I was like, I'm around my people now. Video gamers, comic book fans, cosplayers, like grown people in costumes. I'm like, and it's not Halloween. Yes. Make it happen. That's so fun. So what's going on in the world today? So I got two little things. One will be quick. Another one's a little drawn out. It's fun stuff. But everybody knows Battlefield teaser just hit. It's a 9-second preview. You can go to Twitter, type in Battlefield teaser or Battlefield and watch it's just a name popping up on the screen. Some crazy graphics. So they're just a big announcement they're having next Wednesday, June 9th. It's a big preview of the game and what's going on. Because it's actually E3. If it was an E3, it would be happening in the next couple of weeks anyway. So that's why it is having this big drop. And so I wanted to just preview that for everybody real quick. But then the fun thing I wanted to talk about was the game that I've played and beat is Legion, Watch Dogs Legion. And they have now download content for Legion of Zombies. So if you played Legion Watch Dogs, and now they have DLC where it's going to be zombies in London for the new update. So I'm like, oh man, I'm loving life now. I already love life. Now I'm like extraordinarily loving life where I could play a game I beat. So I kind of, you know, I know how to play it. I know how to shoot. I know how to do all the little mechanics of the game, but they are bringing it to the game. They're bringing zombies to the game. So that's fun. I've never seen no RPG do this yet. Whereas it wasn't nothing really to do with the whole plot, because we know that Watch Dogs is all about hackers trying to control the, you know, trying not to be controlled by the man of the government, things of that nature. But now the game developers say, you know what, let's throw some zombies. Let's sprinkle some zombies in here and see what happens. And they're doing it PvP style, so you could team up with friends. So guys, if you had the game, we could join up on some Watch Dogs Legion and play some zombies.
So long as I don't have to use a keyboard.
No, you could, but no, you don't have to. You can definitely use controller.
We know I'm afraid of keyboards.
But it's on both, though, for you. If you haven't played Watchdog Legion, it is both a controller and keyboard use. But the zombie is going to be downloading. Let me see, what was the date here? It's coming. Any date on it? No date on it. But it said, it said, I think it's today, actually tomorrow. And said the best news is going to be all for PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox X, Series X, Series S, Google Stadia, and you'll start slaying the undead as part of the big title update for 4.5 from today, I believe. So
nice.
Check that out. I saw that. I was like, yes, that was a game that actually was put together, that was launched and came out with no glitches. Unlike my one game I'm going to get back to it, is Cyberpunk. And I know it's other. I mean, I think that thing is in the graveyard now, but I'm going to bring it up out the undead when I get done with Last of Us Part 2. And wrap it up. But if you played Watch Dogs Legions, get that new update and shoot some zombies. I might join you. Batman AG30 is the gamer tag. So Ben, John, what you guys got?
I got a fun story this week. Super Mario Brothers, the movie, which came out back in 1993. Do you see that one, AG?
Yes, I remember the old one.
It didn't do very well at the theaters, by the way, the box office.
It wasn't enough gamers around. That's why we were all kids back then.
All right, so here's the deal. That movie, the Super Mario Brothers, the movie archive, has been working to obtain and restore a bunch of deleted scenes from that movie. Now, that work is largely done, leaving us fans with a sort of director's cut of the film that runs for 20 minutes longer than the original. It's called the Morton Jankel Cut, and it's now available for viewing on the Internet Archive. And it doesn't just throw these newly deleted scenes in there. The scenes were found on an old VHS and were in terrible shape, so each had to be painstakingly restored by editor and artist Garrett Gilchrist. And some of them add some welcome context to existing scenes of the movie, while others are remnants of a more teen adult version for the movie. So if you saw that movie there back in 1993, or you recently stumbled upon it for some reason, there's now like a director's cut, which a bunch of scenes that didn't make the original version of the movie, they're now in it. So yeah, Super Mario Brothers, the movie, it's back.
That's hilarious. I'm going to check it out. Hopefully it could bring it back to one of the streaming apps. If not, I'm going to just go buy it. Hard disk.
You can watch it for free on the internet, I believe.
I'll bet. Send me that link, Ben. Send me that link.
Send that link, please.
What you got, John?
By the way, I think that's just hilarious that there's the deleted scenes. Did we talk about this? If so, I apologize. But there was a video game cheating empire in China that got shut down. Do you know what I'm talking about? I might have had it. Anyway, here's what you need to know.
We definitely didn't talk about this.
Okay.
A video game cheating empire?
So, yeah, there's a new
one.
Yeah, this is from Gama Sutra, the website. But Motherboard published a report that delves into the rise and fall in what was being described, as they write on their website, as the world's largest video game cheating empire. They spoke to a guy named Catfish, who was behind the organization Chicken Drumstick. Chicken Drumstick, which was busted by Chinese police. So
these names are amazing, right, by the way?
Right.
These names are amazing.
They are. So basically, this organization was putting out cheats for a number of video games, including PUBG, Call of Duty Mobile, and they were raking in the cash from selling these cheat codes up to $77 million. And China said, hey, y'all can't be doing this. And they shut him down. And this catfish person was like tipped off. And it's all in the story. But they go out and they tried to like dump all the codes and all the hardware that they had. So the cops wouldn't find it. But I just thought it was amazing that you could.
So they were in shredding. They were shredding stuff, burning stuff.
They were like,
hurry up, do it. Throw it.
The cops are on us. But 77 million? It's 77 million?
Put the acid on it.
Put the acid, yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah. In cheat codes, I had no idea that it would be that sort of an empire, like that sort of money coming in for those mobile games. I thought it was a fascinating story that that even existed and that someone made $77 million off it.
Wow. Yeah. And Big B says to you, Ben, he said, I need to drop into Verdansk with you. That means play some Warzone with you, Ben.
Yeah, there. I can do controller with that. So,
by the way,
and yes, that is a ton of money to be cheating.
Yes.
A ton of money.
By the way, fellas, I got to bounce. But it was a fun, fun podcast today. Tiff, Spider Tiff was amazing. You guys are amazing. Have fun with the rest of the podcast. I got to bounce.
You got to do us one favor before you leave.
What?
Play the What's On Stream sounder.
Oh, okay. I can do that. Hold up. Let me hit the right buttons. Is that what's next?
Not Room for a Loop.
Oh. I think that, What's On Stream and then game releases is next.
Okay, I'll do.
Coming up, I mean.
What's On Stream. You guys ready?
Hit it.
Yep.
Row, row, row your boat gently up the... sorry. Excuse me. It's time for What's On Stream.
Alrighty then. Oh man, we got some fun stuff. My man, I think is Ozzy Azura, funny comedian, actor.
Oh, Aziz.
Aziz is that? I messed that name up. Sorry,
no worries.
I messed that up.
It's a hard name.
Hey, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Adjustment here.
Before I leave,
John's back now.
Aziz, okay. Aziz Ansari is what you're looking for. Aziz Ansari.
Aziz Ansari. Thank you very much, John. John's like, look, I got to go back in here before he messes up.
Okay. By the way, I watched
Aziz Ansari.
By the way, I watched the Friends reunion on HBO Max. It's worth it. I would check it out if you're a big Friends fan. Okay. Now I'm really going to leave.
appreciate the correction. I'm up here trying to graphic, adjustment here. He pops back in with his name in and then it's out. I'm messing all up. So if you're watching this on Twitch right now, you're like, yeah, you could go. You could go. Finish. No, I can finish, Ben. Okay. I can finish. So Aziz Ansari, he's back in Master of None. The show is on Netflix. So season 3 has started. It started back on May 23rd. So now Lena Waite, is also one of the in-show cast members and also friend in the show and out of the show with Aziz, is now writing her kind of her story arc with her and her fiance and wife. And it's a limited series. So it's only 5 episodes. It's real short, but they're about 45 minutes to, 30 to 45 minutes long. And it basically goes into their life living together. This season is called Moments in Love. So check it out. It's a comedy, has the funny parts, has the dramatic parts of the couple having their ups and downs, their ins and outs of being a couple together and being in relationships and also friendships. So check it out. It's a great story. Funny, because Aziz is funny. Lena is funny. Lena, if you remember her, Lena Waite is also a character from Ready Player One. And I can't wait for Ready Player Two to come out. It's the book's out already. So check it out on Netflix. Master of None, Season 3, Moments in Love. Check it out. What you got, man?
All right, this is kind of a hard title for me to say, so I'm going to try, but it's called Seaspiracy. It's on Netflix. It's a documentary about the impact of commercial fishing and what that does to the water. It also pours doubt on the idea of sustainable fishing and shines a spotlight on the aquatic culture industry and introduces the notion of blood shrimp, seafood tainted with slave labor and human rights abuses. Now, if you go through and you watch this whole documentary, I got turned onto it by some friends who watched it on Netflix, and they're like, dude, you got to watch this. It really, really, really makes you think twice about if what we're doing by taking and fishing, these animals out of the water, can that be sustained on planet Earth for you know, an extended period of time. Like, it seems like if you watch this, it's only a matter of time until we absolutely just destroy our oceans. You know, it really kind of opens your eyes to a lot of things. Now, I'm sure everything in this may not necessarily be as factual. I mean, you really got to do your homework on it after you watch it to follow up on claims it makes. But it's pretty good. Seaspiracy on Netflix.
Netflix, yeah. They got a few shows where it's like documentaries, real life stuff, talking about, like you said, mm-hmm. like this subject and other things going on in our world today. So yeah, they've been doing some big things on Netflix, and I believe maybe the few other apps too have done, you know, limited documentaries of topics of stuff that we need to be aware of. And I think it's great. So I'm gonna be into that. I'll check that out. And then John talked about Friends Reunion.
I watched it. It's good. Everything he said is good, but know this going into it, okay? Matthew Perry has struggled with a few things in his life, you know?
Addictions
and stuff. So he's sort of, it seems like he's got a hard time saying words, slurring his speech, things like that. Mm. But the director came out and said that on the day of filming, he had to undergo emergency dental surgery. So he was numbed up.
So his mouth was like, no.
So if he seemed a little off, that is why he hasn't relapsed or anything like that. So, but yeah, it's good. HBO Max.
All right. And then Ben, Big B asked, how did you like the ending of Mighty Ducks?
Oh, it was really, really good. I liked how they got the name back. I liked how they had the original jerseys back. It was really good. It was really good. It was cool to see Gordon Bombay leading the Ducks again.
That's an amazing name. I wonder how they came up with Gordon Bombay as a hockey coach.
I just realized this. I just spoiled that whole series. I hope everybody watched the last episode.
Spoiler alert. What? Already happened. Sorry. All right. Now we're headed on to game releases, final segment of today's show. So I picked this name or picked this game because of the name. This game gets the name, Best Name of the Week award. For the second week in a row, I'm handing out this award because last week we had Airport for Aliens run by Dogs, which was an amazing name. And so this name is called The Last Kids on Earth and the Staff of Doom. I think, make sure I'm correct. Yes, and the Staff of Doom. I'm like, oh man, that is a crazy name. But then I find out to this, Ben, Twitch chat, guess what? It's a TV series on Netflix. I was on Netflix surfing last night to see what we're going to watch. And I come across, I'm like, hey, I'm talking about this game later or tomorrow on the show. And it's already a cartoon series. So I'm like, dang, they doing the whole Disney thing, you know, Disney, Marvel, where they got the comic books, they got cartoon, they got video game. They probably already have apparel at Old Navy or something. You know, they did a deal with Old Navy or Foot Locker. They got shoes out already. So they're covering the gambit of marketing avenues with this game of The Last Kids on Earth and the Staff of Doom. So you play as Jack, Quint, and June, and Dirk in a search for missing pieces of the ultra-powerful Staff of Doom. But be aware, Mondre, Queen of the Slime Monsters, I like that, Queen of the Slime Monsters, seeks the staff to summon Rizach, the ancient destructor of worlds. Dang, it's a lot going on.
That is,
you got kids fighting this Rizzo, ancient destructor of worlds. That's no joke right there. So you ready for battle? It looks like the cartoon series looks fun. This game looks fun. You can upgrade your weapons, your armor. You could cruise around Wakefield, so their little town, in a post-apocalyptic pickup truck, fight through all the hordes of zombies and massive monsters, and battle epic bosses. That was a fun thing about games growing up. You knew the board was ending. You get to the end and the boss is waiting for you. And you know, like, you have to do your thing. You got to learn the rhythm of how they either attack at you. So you learn that and counter that. So you learn and battle against the epic bosses in The Last Kids on Earth and the Staff of Doom. It is out, I think, at the end of the week. It comes out Friday. Friday, June 4th. It's on Xbox. It's on PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC. Like I said, and it's a TV series already. Check it out. And I know the game I think John was going to talk about, is also a TV series, DC Superhero Girls. So I know that's a TV series. I think that's on Disney Plus. So what you got, Ben?
All right, Winds of Change. It is coming to the Nintendo Switch. It's been a PC game for a few years now. You could play it on Steam. But yeah, it's coming out on the Nintendo Switch June 3rd. It's a visual novel point-and-click adventure game set in a living, breathing fantasy world. You embark on a journey of a lifetime. Join the rebellion, amass an army, and liberate the world. Fully voice-acted with romance options, side quests, and optional content. Inspired by Dragon Age and Mass Effect, a huge amount of dialogue choices let you role-play exactly as you want. Huge conversational trees, a game-changing 2D adventure project as well. So this game, I like games that, you know, you have options in. It's not like a linear plot to the game. So this is what I'm looking forward to. And I picked it because it's on Switch, so I can actually play this bad boy. It's coming out June 3rd.
Tomorrow. I mean, that's a big download. June. That's going to suck up all your time for the weekend right there. Because those RPGs, they're real. That's a commitment. Role-playing
game, yeah. Yep.
You got to be ready. Last of Us Part Two, man. I am like, I'm fully like, you play a map, and I'm thinking I'm like going to finish in like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. No, it turns into 2 hours. I'm like, hold up. But I'm enjoying it. That's the good part. So we got Big B talking about, he said, he didn't renew his Netflix. And the only thing he really wanted to watch was Cobra Kai, man. You better renew that Netflix, Big B.
Yeah, what are you Get doing, Big B?
Because I think Cobra Kai started a new season, right? I think it was season four started up. Get that Netflix renewed, Big B. You got to make it happen. And I want to thank everybody that joined in the show today. We had a few of Spider Tips followers and subs and moderators. Fight me for tacos. That's probably the best name of the day so far. That's his name, their name. Fight me for tacos.
I like That's my planet telling. Name, Venus.
And then, yeah, Venus. That
Be
is
careful,
awesome,
Mon. You say B.
True, B. I said Venus.
I know you did.
Venus. Pronunciation there. season four is coming in December for Cobra Kai. So get it. So you got time, but don't wait, Big B. You got to get caught up on all the other stuff we're telling you to watch that you're going to entertain yourself. So next week on the Mon Green's Gamers Lounge podcast, I'm going to have my cousin. So I got family. She's been listening to the podcast. She is a fan. And I said, cuz, what do you play video game? She's like, no. I'm like, that's okay. we're going to have a good conversation because she does some great things. She is a super, she's on a board of directors for her kids' school district. And so we are going to talk esports and how that's developing in the Denver. She lives in Denver, Colorado, and how it's developing in the Denver, Colorado area at the high school level. And some of the rules and regulations that she is in charge of setting for high school students. So we are going to have a good conversation with my cousin. Angie will be on the show next week. And then we'll have a new this or that on the show. And then game releases, what's on stream, because there's a lot of stuff. And we won't have to worry about what's on stream no more because the theaters are opening up, Ben. So what you got?
Oh, I just want to know if I can ask your cousin the most embarrassing story she knows about you.
I don't get embarrassed, bro.
Yeah, you say that. But there's got to be one story. There's got to be one story.
Embarrassed. I played in the league, bro. We had these dudes in the locker room that was trying to embarrass you every day. I didn't have thick skin, very thick skin. So trust me. With John Cena, you can't see me. You can't embarrass me. So we're going to
try.
We're going to try. All right. I appreciate the effort. That's what I'm going to say. 100% effort, like Deadpool says. 100 maximum effort. Maximum effort, Ben. That's what Deadpool says. So like I said, new game releases. We'll talk about that. And then also great questions with my cousin, our guest of next week's show. So follow us on all the Twitter, all the Instagram at AmonGreen30, Amon Green's Gamers Lounge, Amon Green TV here on Twitch. And then rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts, because those things are important. Those rates and reviews explain, Ben, why is it important that we get rated and reviewed by everybody listening here on the podcast and on Twitch as well.
Yeah, those ratings, those reviews on Apple Podcasts, that attracts advertisers. We start getting more money behind this bad boy. The things we can do are endless. The possibilities, who knows where we'll take this. So review us, Apple Podcasts.
We get all these new, all the events that iHeart does, opens up again, the iHeart Music Festival. We could do giveaways. We're going to do giveaways because trust me, I've been talking about it. I've been letting them guys know. And so we're doing it, having some fun getting ready. So again, Follow us, AG_GamersLounge. That's on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you just if you're new to the show, download the podcast. We have 62 that you can listen to. This was 63, 64 next week. And I've been on Twitch as well. So check us out on the Twitch channel for the past episode if you want to get caught up on the fun conversations. Big B says rate 5.
Yes.
Stars.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Big B, thank you. Big Boom Howard. Yes, great show. He says, great show. Have a great day. We will. Big Boom Howard. We will. You have a great day as well, Ben. Have a great day. Everybody else in the chat, have a great and awesome day, and we'll catch you next week.
You're off on your 4-day weekend now, AG. Enjoy.